So today, if you listened earlier in the day, Bad Radio officially changed their name to The Hang Zone. And they did that, I'm assuming, because it is the one-year anniversary of their first show, making it the one-year anniversary for our first show. 1 year ago today.
I give it 6 months.
We walked in here, kind of looking around, and we're like, all right. To be honest with you, and I'm not joking, I don't even remember what we did. I know we talked about, obviously, the awkward nature of it and the surprise of Mike and all that.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I don't remember.
Did it start that day? I thought
no.
Bob didn't.
No. We made the announcement yesterday.
Okay.
And then.
Right.
And then did the show today or whatever, the next day.
Yeah, it was a Monday and then a Tuesday.
Yeah. But it was such a firestorm for a million different reasons because, you know, the Mike retirement thing was so big at the time.
Right.
That we didn't know how to present it, and, you know, he just left on December 10th and didn't come back, and there was no mention of it beforehand besides some cryptic return music that he played.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was part of it, and then it was just like, okay, I cannot imagine what it would have been like had we not known each other for 20 years. Had they got some guy from St. Louis to come in or whatever.
Absolutely. No, The whole thing does feel like a wild blur, and it's only been a year, and thankfully it has felt really natural and really normal from this perspective, and obviously we hope the audience digs it more and more all the time, and it's growing on you, but the thing about this radio station, and I always try to remind myself of this because I could be categorized as mentally fragile in some respects, maybe insecure is just my default setting as a human, but it's this thing that this relationship that we have with the P1s is all about kind of a comfort food to life sort of thing, you know, like a radio show is, it's a real interesting dynamic. It's not a once a week 22 minute sitcom. It's
yeah.
20 hours together, you know,
it's a
and
lot.
It's every day you're with them for hours and the station in general. And that's a really intimate relationship, but it's also one that causes people to become like a creature of habit. So any jolting, and this was maybe the biggest jolting in station history because it affected half the day.
Besides the
It took
hammer.
Away the freaking forefather of the place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know what would be second, you know, and I don't mean to.
The hammer thing was different because he had already been gone for a long time before we had to make the announcement because of HIPAA rules and, mm-hmm. and all of that. So that seemed completely different from this. Equally as large.
Yeah, and equally as confusing.
Yeah, pretty much.
In a different way.
But this definitely, you're right. Mike leaving without announcement.
And at the time, you know.
And then taking one show and breaking it up.
Right.
And kind of starting new there and then putting this show together.
Right.
It was I had one guy. One, because, you know, there was a lot of people, and I know you guys had the same grouping of humans that were every day. What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Yes.
I had one guy out of a million. What seemed like, at least.
That guessed correctly.
That walked up to me at a school function, one of my kids' school functions, John Bird. You get the credit. And he was like, so if I guess it, will you tell me if I'm right? And I'm like, yeah, I will. Because they're not going to guess it. Nobody's going to guess this.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's Sturm. And I got like totally like wide-eyed. I was like, No, that's dumb. You're stupid. And then I got real nervous and ran to the bathroom and was like, oh my God.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Someone knows.
Yeah. Exactly.
One guy knows.
But nobody knew. I mean, no one could ever have imagined that that was going to be the scenario.
Yeah.
And so coming in here on that day, I do remember having just trepidation from that standpoint. But again, I remember going on Deucey 2 that week or the next week and, you know, it's like, so how, you know, are you guys going to do this? And
we don't know.
I did do a show with you for like 3 months.
Right.
It was 20 years ago. But we have known each other for so long that, I don't know. It literally, for me, it took like 2 weeks to seem somewhat normal. And then 2 weeks after that, COVID hit. And then
right.
It was like, oh,
nothing's been normal.
No.
Yeah.
We had 1 month of normalcy.
I just felt so weird at the time because clearly Mike is somebody who you would spend a couple decades, in my case, because I didn't work with him as closely as you guys did, but I always felt myself trying to win his approval. That was very important to me. It's a weird dad thing.
Yeah,
but
you want a dad to like you.
But yes, I think over the course of time, we were very proud that it appeared Mike liked our show, the Bob and Dan show.
And Danny and I just got to the point where we gave up.
and
we knew he hated us.
And so you had that thing where you're like, man, now they want me to... You never want to be the guy that follows the guy, first of all. That's a horrible thing. Josh Lewin tried to sit in for Harry Carey, and that's just... you don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy who follows the guy who follows the guy. Catch him on a rebound, you know, where the expectations are low. And then, you know, the whole thing with, hey, Dan, so this is, you know, and Dan was in on it, you know, but it was all this awkward, like, you know, it's not that we ever had a problem there. And it was just a full station thing. And they thought this was best for the organization. And we all want to help the ticket succeed for a long, long time. And yeah, it's weird. I'll tell you what, though, my favorite thing, which is also, as you know, my least favorite thing, I've tried to turn it into entertainment, is over the last 12 months being assured by people that I hate working with you guys. Or that you guys hate working with me. And I think if there was a shred of truth to it, it probably would hit a little more sensitive. But I really, really just enjoy that perception that there's just no way these guys could do a show together.
Wouldn't that manifest itself into literally...
Because you guys are just partiers all the time.
That's all we do.
You guys are drunk up here doing coke. I mean, I just want to talk about the DH all the time. And why don't you guys just, you know, talk more sports?
It would manifest itself into an absolute blow-up before 1 year if something like that were even remotely true. I'll say this, man, like the key to everything, the key to the entire operation was probably Jake, because Jake was fully prepared to take over as a show host.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you would have bailed on that show had you not known that you had Lincoln Riley in the wings. You know what I'm saying?
To this day, that show is so important to me. So you're absolutely spot on I feel like I'm their biggest fan because they mean a ton to me, and that show means a ton to me. And you know, it's just it's a weird thing because we're all in these sports dramas where it's a binary, either A or B, and you can't be like, yeah, I mean, we're all kind of friends, guys, and we all work together, we all mix together every day. So I admit it's super weird because it's not divorce, remarry sort of thing.
It's a wife swap.
We're all going to live in the house together, and we're all cool with it.
Yeah,
you know. So
it's very progressive.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I've headed in that direction since joining your show. One of the things I had to sign is that I would mirror your politics and
your worldview
as soon as possible. So hopefully, I've kept my end of the bargain.
Well,
there.
Dude, I mean, imagine again when you sign up for something like this, you just think, okay, life is going to be normal, and you don't think there's going to be, from a work perspective, where you literally half of it does revolve around watching local sports, and then that all ended within a month. And then came the summer of insanity with George Floyd, and then again, you know, we didn't even start, nothing sports-wise happened until August 1st. And then it was kind of a reboot of like, oh yeah, we gotta do this. And
right.
It was so weird.
Well.
So weird. But at the same time, it's for me at least, it's always felt normal.
It really has been surprisingly easy. And I knew, you were an incredibly easy dude to deal with. I honestly feel bad that I didn't know Danny better. Just for whatever reason.
You don't like cocaine.
Well, yeah, sure. There's that, but
something I've never done in my life, and now I'm cocaine man.
But that's probably been my favorite thing about this is
that's 10 to noon, man. Come on.
It's Norm.
It is Norm.
It's getting to know Danny has been fun, and I realize we're not camping together yet. That's year two, but Danny is has been the real treat, because I knew you well enough, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Danny's a ton of fun, and also the fact that he could just freaking go write a song for tomorrow's segment or whatever
about this segment.
It's just stupid.
Right. Yeah. Listen to the genius there.
There's the Bob Dylan of the ticket.
I'm not gonna lie.
Later, Bama. That's a lyric.
Well,
happy 1 year. It has been fun.
Yeah, and you know, I would just say this in closing. I think, first of all, I think I talk a lot, which hopefully you guys are getting used to, if not somewhat annoyed at part of the time. But I would say the only thing that this has taught me is that you can't get to your destination any faster than you want to. And I think with each passing day, week, and month, we're bringing a lot of people who are skeptical around on, you know, just the fact that the ticket's going to keep going. And any of us can drop off the face of the earth at any time, and hopefully this thing can keep going. And that was the whole point of the change. Even if all of us didn't see it or predict it or wish for it or anything, you know, the idea is to keep a team strong that means a ton to all of us who work up here, and hopefully all of you out there. And so to the people that were here from day one, thank you. And to the people that were like, well, I don't know, man, this probably will suck. Hopefully every little while, you know, we win more and more of you over, because that does mean a lot to us. That's the whole point.
Yep.
So anyway, happy sports time. It's
cheers to you all, for sure.
Let's keep doing this thing. But first of all, let's do community quick hits.
Yes, I ordered a cake, an anniversary cake, to be delivered to you guys today, but it got smashed on 35 West this morning.
Oh, no.